No, thanks. Yeah, what an icon. Yeah, he's the most exciting player I've ever seen on football field. Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, and I'm like you. I remember watching him play. I was younger at the time, way younger. We all were. But I looked at him like, man, this guy is something else. I never saw anybody run like that. Before we get to the Major League Baseball part of it, you also put out something about the Atlantic League. And the Atlantic League is, you know, when this is all said and done, I know they actually have talked to State College here at one point. Doesn't mean they're going to go there. But they've always been the experimental league. It sounds like they've become a partner league now, according to what you're saying with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's almost like they're, MLB's guinea pig, you know, to try different things and see what happens. Try the different rules and things like that. So, yeah, another partner, and so it's almost like if baseball says, hey, let's try, try with the electric strike zone, the runner in second base, let's try it through them. So, I'm sure they'll get the other, some other independent league too involved, probably the one in Texas.
Yeah.
It's good news for independent league teams because now they've become, kind of incorporated. Sugar Land's the one I was thinking about, and also the one in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, they may end up being affiliated teams when it's done. Do you know anything? The negotiations restarted August 27th. Pat O'Connor's now retired since. Is there still no real news about minor league and Major League Baseball?
No, it sounds like everybody's counting on cutting out, two minor league teams from their some of the affiliations, but that's all. Still talking about 42 teams gone, but certainly nothing's official.
All right. So let's get to this particular season. The Dodgers clinched again. They're obviously going to be the favorite going into this. When you look at the Dodgers, Bob, what do you see that gives them the ability to put this thing over the top finally?
Well, they're certainly deep. Always had the talent. But very deep. And I think, too, with the way the playoffs are set up, with no off days in the division series or the NLCS, it really helps them because now you can show off your depth without the off days. So I think it's going to hurt some teams. I think it's going to benefit the Dodgers.
The bubble for NLCS, ALCS, World Series. Have you seen the ballpark in Texas?
I have not. Just opened up this year. I have not. Retractable roof. I've seen the outside of it, but I have not been inside.
Yeah, I have. They weren't quite finished with it when I did the Cotton Bowl, but I saw it. No offense, but the old ballpark looked much nicer from the outside. Just a personal opinion. What did you think, A, of the bubble idea, and if they said to you what protocols you need to have to cover it?
Yeah, well, no protocols for the writers or, the TV folks. Broadcasters be let in. But no protocols for us because we're not seeing the players anyway. We're not going to the clubhouse or seeing them on the field. For the players, I think beginning today or yesterday, they all have to go into hotels. So even if you're home, your home city, you got to be in a hotel. And, so that way you're protected for 7 days. And then once these teams go to the start playing these games in the bubbles, same rules. You're not allowed to leave the complex. Family members have to be quarantined for 7 days before they join you. Not allowed outside the property unless you want to go for a walk or something like that. No stopping at the hotel, restaurant, or bar. So very, very strict. But hey, it's been working for baseball.
It has been working for baseball. They're going to make it to the playoffs when this is all said and done. It's a different year, obviously. What do you think of the expanded playoff? Was it the right thing to do in terms of the number of teams they put in?
It was the right right call for this year. The only reason I say it because it's so skewed. I mean, who knows how strong each division is, but it wasn't going to be fair for just a two wild card teams that don't even play the same schedule to stop it there. This way, hey, there's going to be some teams that don't belong that are in. But I don't think there's a team that should be in that's left out. Everybody had a great chance, and if you don't make, easiest year in the world to make the playoffs in baseball history. So I think it makes sense. The only thing that's going to hurt with the playoff format is you don't have, very little advantage to win the division. I mean, you have home field, but with no fans, and then it's all out the window. So I'm sure people go crazy if the Dodgers or the Yankees get knocked off the first round.
Because everything is so compressed with this, there will be a lot of pressure on bullpens. In your opinion, who has a quality bullpen in this particular year?
Well, certainly the teams like the Cincinnati Reds, when they get picked up Archie Bradley, go with Mary Garrett is a they got a nice bullpen. Williams and Hader, of course, are lights out for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Dodgers have some depth, but they're a little shaky at that back end. And of course, the Yankees, always have a great bullpen, and their bullpen's probably as good as anybody. And Tampa Bay, you don't know; they just mix and match. I think they'd use about 9 or 10 different guys to get saves this year.
Yeah, that's because they have a 40-man pitching staff.
Right.
I mean, back a year ago, aka the old days, they had that Durham St. Petersburg shuttle was on all the time. It's like every 5 days they changed somebody up. The Philadelphia Phillies, we know the bullpen's been lousy for them. Anything else that's derailed them from being better than maybe some fans in Philadelphia think they should be?
Nothing jumps out, but just doesn't seem like they click. I mean, kind of the same thing last year. It seemed like they're getting some nice individual performances. Obviously, Harper's hit a nosedive here the last month.
Right.
Got a feeling he's hurt a lot more than people think for him to be playing this or hitting this poorly, even having trouble getting balls in the outfield. But, yeah, it's weird. Just something's missing in that clubhouse. I think some leadership, something. But, yeah, they shouldn't, particularly that division. I mean, where, except for the Braves aren't a powerful team by any means. There's really not a quality team in there. There's a very good chance that the Marlins make the playoffs with a losing record. I mean, they're trying to give it to Philadelphia, and they won't take it.
Yeah, in fact, you retweeted the Jason Stark tweet. Just this month, the hashtag Marlins have lost games by 20 runs, 15 runs, 11 runs, and 10 runs. And they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. And Mattingly's going to win Manager of the Year in the National League.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. The Cleveland Indians. When you look at the American League, a lot of people talked about Tampa Bay, a little bit about Oakland, a lot about the Yankees, obviously. How dangerous is Cleveland?
Very dangerous. I mean, nobody wants to play them first round. It's like, some of these cases, it's like, do you really want to win the division and have to face the face them? I mean, if I'm the Minnesota Twins or Chicago White Sox, that's the last team I want to face. I'd rather face anybody else than the Cleveland Indians. Just when you're talking about throwing a Bieber at you in game one, and you got, Carrasco and those guys, it's tough. I think they're very dangerous. Now, they can't, they can't hit, but they can sure they can sure pitch, and in a short series, they're capable of doing a lot of damage there.
I think for me, two fun stories this year, and it may not be in your category, but two fun stories to me this year have been the White Sox, who have been able to make some savvy trades and rebuild themselves, and the San Diego Padres. What do you think of those two teams, Bob?
Yeah, they're almost mirror images of each other. Both have a lot of fun. You're absolutely right. It'd be fun if they met in the World Series. But yeah, both teams kind of a year ahead of schedule, particularly the White Sox. I thought the White Sox would be a real force a year from now, but not this year. I didn't think they had a chance for division series or division title, particularly with that pitching. And they've really come through. To me, Abreu's an MVP. I mean, he just kept that team together. Besides putting up monster numbers, Tim Anderson, I didn't think he'd have this kind of year. I wasn't sure last year was a fluke or not. In the Padres, that's why they gave Manny Machado $300 million. Tatis, and he's at the wall lately. But just, a solid. Both teams have a lot of fun playing the game and a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, there's no question. I think they're fun teams to watch. What about the Oakland A's? They ended up clinching the American League West. They continue to be a great story year in and year out. What is it about how he put it? We know about the money ball thing and the whole deal, but what are the key elements for him that have allowed them to put pieces together that make them competitive?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of quality depth. It's not like a team full of superstars. even though they do have star players, you know, with Marcus Semien at, you know, at short, and Chapman, who's out for the year, unfortunately, at that third base, and Matt Olson at first. But yeah, and then just they got strikeout pitchers. They have good defense. And, you know, they got the most underrated manager in the game. I mean, Bob Melvin is unbelievable. I think he's a Hall of Fame manager. But just he really gets his guys to play year in and year out. Does a fabulous job. Yeah, they were my pick to be in the World Series. I mean, my original pick back in February was Dodgers over Oakland. You know, rematch of '88, and you know, same result. But I think Oakland can still get there. But I think on paper right now, you know, in the American League, Tampa's probably the team to beat on paper in the American League.
Which then brings me to Kevin Cash. What do you think of the job he has done down there?
Yeah, very good job. I mean, a lot of front office interference. I mean, they do a lot of things there, help out with the lineup and stuff like that. But, yeah, he does a tremendous job. Very, very well-liked by the players. You know, has been a perfect fit with a young team like that. So, yeah, outstanding job. And then, you know, hey, who knows? If they had kept a they had not made that trade and still had Pham there in the center fielder, you know, there might be a better team. Yeah.
Right, no, agreed. What about the San Francisco Giants? Allegedly rebuilding, as you pointed out earlier today, yet they're right in the thick of this thing. Why?
You know, they're veterans. I think they have so much pride. And those guys, you know, Longoria, people thought, okay, he's washed up. He's played very well. Brandon Crawford has played well. Belt has bounced back. And this is without Posey. And, of course, Sandoval's gone now, and Hunter Pence is gone. And a lot of those young guys you know, kind of stepped up and had enthusiasm. Guys like Mike Yastrzemski, Alex Dickerson has played well for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just a fun team. I mean, they're as the biggest surprise as anybody. You know, probably, you know, I think the biggest surprise is probably, you know, the Marlins and the Giants.
Yeah, and by the way, for fans around here, Alex Dickerson began his pro career here in State College when he was drafted by the Cardinals. They want to open the door for fans, limited, to be at the NLCS, the World Series, in Texas. How intrigued are you by that possibility?
Yeah, very intrigued. I mean, I think it's happening. The Texas governor wants it to happen. I think, that, you know, all they have to do is put the tickets on sale. I think it'd be fun to see fans back in. I mean, we see it in small doses in football. You know, just to see fans have fun again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, the players miss it. It's a been very strange without that. You have the, you know, the fake crowd noise and everything else, which doesn't, you know, sound bad when you're in a stadium or certainly not watching TV, but it's not the same. We're not watching people's you know, faces and stuff like that. I'm not sure how it would be because it's a neutral site. You know, the only play, you know, if the Astros made a World Series, you know, they'd be closest to a home field, but you know, still Houston is not Arlington. I mean, it's Arlington, not Houston. So, yeah, that would be interesting to see if fans, say if the Dodgers and A's, if they actually have fans fly in for it.
It is one final question, Bob, and that deals with obviously the roller coaster to get here. They had to shut it down like everybody in March. Then there was the contentious negotiations. Then they started playing, and then there was the Marlins deal, the Cardinals deal. How much credit does Major League Baseball, its players, and everybody associated with, how much credit should they get for getting it to this point?
I think tremendous credit. I mean, I heard people in spring training, you know, the 2.0 saying, hey, a 20% chance of getting through spring training, 0% chance of getting it done. But they stuck to their gun and said, let's give this thing a try. And to the, you know, hey, to the players' credit, they, you know, follow protocols. You know, I think in both instances, it was kind of a fluke thing. It showed how fast the virus can travel and showed you how scary it can be. But, yeah, to only have, I think, one positive test now in the last 35 days, you know, nothing in the last 3 weeks, huge credit. And I do believe because of the roller coaster, you know, as you mentioned, when you win the World Series, I think you'll be remembered as fondly as any other season, if not even more so, because you had to be so mentally tough and emotionally tough to survive this.
And I think what they did was, I think they set the tone for a lot of other leagues trying to play outdoors. I mean, I give them a lot of credit because I think in the end, I think they set a tone. So,
I think so too. I mean, you look at the NFL, and I don't think they've had a positive test,
no.
right? Or at least, yes,
no.
which is stunning. So maybe, you know, the NFL guys watch baseball and say, hey, if they can do it, we can do it.
Exactly. Hey, Bob, it's always a pleasure. It's always a lot of fun talking baseball with somebody who knows it like you do. Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care of yourself.